So other animals get used to the road. Yeah. There's sheep and adding in pasture, and there's ewes and lambs that live in the pass. They use the road for defense. Huh. Wolves are afraid of the road. And so the sheep live right next to the road because they realize that the predators won't come near the road. The cow and moose move right up in thick timber right next to the road because and calve by the road because the bears and wolves are more afraid of the road. So they use it as a defense. Before the road, the moose used to calve on islands in the river. Mm-hmm. It's harder for a predator to sense them out in the island. Mm-hmm. And the cows would swim out there and stay on these islands and calve and then swim back mm-hmm. away once the calf is bigger. Now a large percentage of the moose calve by the road. I mean really close to the road. The road dust melts the snow away. The willows green up sooner. Mm-hmm. And then the predators don't particularly like the road. And so there's two factors why they're calving.
Yeah, wildlife effect.
Now the road has various effects.
Hunting? I mean, you're still surviving off the hunting and the villages.
And the fall time, the moose are diffused. You know, we're looking for moose all over the place, roaming here, roaming there, trying to find a 1,200 to 1,400 pound moose within a 400-yard pack. Can't use all-terrain vehicles. You got to pack them out. Mm-hmm. If it's a quarter mile from the road or from one of the mining roads here or something, river, road, or trail, that's 6 miles of back and forth. You go out and get, you got 10, 12 packs. You go out there, get a load, pack it in, walk another quarter mile. You're doing half mile round trips, and you want to get that out of the field in a timely manner. Because we do have grizzlies that live here, and they love to eat meat. Mm-hmm. So I get that out of the field quick.